This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. I work with Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a daily basis. Our practice is in Midtown Manhattan, very conveniently located in Midtown at 635 Madison Avenue, 14th floor. If you'd like to make an appointment with me or with Dr. Hoffman, of course, when you make an appointment with Dr. Hoffman, you will also be seeing me, but I do maintain a private practice as well. So if you want to see me, call the office, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. You'll speak to Grimaldi, and she will set you up. Well, it's that time of year again. It's a new year, not just a new year, but a new decade. Now, last week, I talked briefly about in 10 short years from now, in the year 2030, half of American adults will be obese, as much as 60%. Obese, not just overweight. But a BMI of over 30, which is obesity. Overweight is a BMI of between about 25 and 30, actually 24.9 and 29.9. But so we have nutritional weapons to fight the battle of the bulge. You've probably read, if you're a subscriber to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you might have read this article already about nutritional weapons to fight the battle of the bulge. So in many of our patients, and you know, people will often come to see Dr. Hoffman as an almost last resort for many medical conditions. Patients' own doctors will say, I don't know what else to do for you. I'm not sure I can help you anymore. Go see Dr. Hoffman. And we get a lot of very complex, complicated cases. But right now I'm talking to you about weight loss. But what can make all that complicated is a metabolic resistance to weight loss. So what am I talking about, and how can we resolve something like that? If I put somebody on a weight loss diet, supplementation, appropriate supplementation for them, taking into account a full comprehensive nutrition assessment, medical history, surgical history, any family history of medical conditions, etc., and health status. And I've got them on a very good low-carb diet, all that, and they're not losing weight. I want to look at their thyroid. A thorough thyroid panel is essential to determine if the thyroid gland is functioning optimally. The best diet in the world won't help you lose weight if your thyroid function is suboptimal. So if you're somebody who's been on a very good, very clean diet, weight loss diet, and you're not losing weight, and you know that something is just not right, it could be thyroid. It can also be food allergy or sensitivity. Food allergy tests can reveal hidden sensitivities that a patient might have toward one or more foods that, if consumed, can actually result in a suppressed metabolism and weight gain due to water retention. When you eat a food that is offensive to your physiology, I'm talking about a food you're sensitive to, allergic to, the body's response is to retain some water. Why? Because the solution to pollution is dilution. You will actually retain water when you consume foods that you're sensitive to, resulting in weight gain seemingly overnight. One person's ideal food can be another's poison. The body views a food to which it is sensitive as an external pollutant. Hence the phrase, the solution to pollution is dilution. So these are the things that would be investigated. What else might be going on? A 5-hour glucose tolerance test with insulin is one of the most important tests for the weight loss patient. Not only will it identify diabetes, insulin resistance, hypoglycemia, but also the adrenaline response associated with sharp spikes and drops in blood sugar. If you've got too much insulin circulating, your body is, for the most part, in a permanent fat storage mode. Except when you've been sleeping at night, you know, for a full 8 hours or so and not eating. If you're getting up in the middle of the night to eat, that's a completely different story. What else can help? What other nutritional weapons do we have to fight the battle of the bulge? There is genetic testing. Now, that could be kind of pricey, but the genetic testing is available because it can reveal genetic polymorphisms or SNPs or little mutations that predispose us to weight and or health issues. And knowledge is power when it comes to dealing with individual metabolic propensities for weight loss. What else can cause a patient to become metabolically resistant to weight loss? A good test is for dysbiosis. You know, bad bacteria growing in the gut, messing with your microbiome, and possibly contributing to your metabolic resistance to weight loss. Dysbiosis testing helps determine sensitivity and or overgrowth to a species of bacteria normally present in our bodies that may be A, responsible for food sensitivities, B, be responsible for hormonal disturbances, and other bodily ills. Identification of a sensitivity and proper tailored treatment can aid you in weight loss. What other tests are helpful? Hormone tests such as estrogen, progesterone, testosterone can help identify any hormone imbalances that can lead to excess fat storage in both men and women. So we can see what's going on there. What else can deem you metabolically resistant to weight loss? How is your adrenal function? Do you have a lot of stress hormone circulating? That stress hormone is called cortisol, and it keeps you in nearly permanent fat storage mode. See, Mother Nature observes your physiological stress, thinking you're running away from a predator or something like that. But your stress hormone can be high because you're not getting enough sleep, unstable blood sugar, just your typical life stress, work stress, any of the above. But adrenal function tests, which is a salivary cortisol test, Measuring it in the saliva is often more helpful than measuring it in the blood. That particular adrenal function test is necessary to reveal if high cortisol levels are present. Cortisol is that stress hormone I'm talking about that directs the body to store fat, and especially belly fat. Mother Nature is trying to protect you by keeping you in fat storage mode so you can rely on those energy reserves to flee, to fight, or to flight. To fight or to run, right? That's what we're talking about. And according to each individual assessment, biochemistries, there's targeted nutrition and supplements to help with that. If you've signed up to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you can read about it, but you can also read about it at drhoffman.com, because the Intelligent Medicine newsletter comes out every Thursday. It's sent to your email if you're a subscriber. But after that, it's permanently posted on the website at drhoffman.com. You can read about it there. There are targeted supplements for weight loss, such as there is EGCG, which is green tea. It can serve as a metabolic enhancer, right? L-carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid that ushers fats into the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, to be burned as energy. Chromium. Chromium is a trace mineral that can help reduce cravings for sugar when you're following a healthy diet. It also helps to stabilize your blood sugar along with the proper diet to stabilize your blood sugar. It can really help to enhance it and curb cravings. There is a supplement called capsaicin, capsaicin gold. The capsaicinoids from red pepper can provide metabolic enhancement. If you're a lover of spicy food, you're getting a little help with that. Dimpro. Dimpro is a dietary supplement that can help to restore hormonal balance. This is from DIM, from Indoles, which can help to reverse hormonal weight gain if your metabolic resistance to weight loss has to do with your hormones. Fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to help combat insulin resistance, which leads to fat accumulation around the midsection. L-glutamine. L-glutamine is a critical amino acid in the maintenance of gut integrity. In fact, your gut prefers it as a source of nutrition. It's got the added bonus, too, of helping to alleviate sugar cravings. When you're craving sugar, say you're trying to stay on a very clean diet, but the cravings are kind of winning with you, taking L-glutamine can be helpful in combating those cravings. You take some L-glutamine, you wait about 15, 20 minutes or so, and then go eat something, some healthy protein with its inherent fat. You know, a chicken drumstick, some shrimp salad stuffed into half an avocado or on a bed of greens or something like that. You want that kind of food to help satiate you. These are what we have in the arsenal for metabolic resistance to weight loss, because sometimes it's not just about a healthy diet. And speaking about diet, every year they come out with what is the best diet overall for 2020. And again, the Mediterranean diet wins. It repeats as the best for the third year in a row. In fact, the Mediterranean diet has been named the best diet overall in rankings. In the year 2018, the Mediterranean diet shared that top honor with the DASH diet. The DASH diet, DASH is the acronym for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, DASH diet. Both focus on fruits, vegetables, whole grains. The ketogenic diet, one of the most popular, again, fared well in the annual survey. And you know, I'm very happy to hear that, because a ketogenic diet is an extremely therapeutic diet. Helps you shed excess fat, excess water. bring down your blood pressure, help you lose weight, all of that. Stabilize blood sugar, bring down the hemoglobin A1C, that's the average marker of blood sugar. So, best overall diet was a Mediterranean diet, followed by the flexitarian diet, which is a mostly plant-based diet, and the DASH diet tying for second place. And then, thirdly, formerly Weight Watchers, it's the WW diet, but it stands for Weight Watchers, doesn't it? That was in fourth place, actually. And it's the point system of Weight Watchers. So, I think Weight Watchers, to its credit, has good social support. The point system, however, one of the things I don't like, yes, it gives less points to low-calorie foods, but if this is going to be about calories, down the road you may be suppressing your metabolism overall because we should not be eating the same low amount of calories on a daily basis because Mother Nature will start to think, oh, there isn't much more than this and I want you to survive. So I'll just reset your metabolism. I will downshift your metabolism so that you can live on 1,300 calories every day and not lose any more weight. What, you say? Yes, that's what happens when you do a low-calorie diet. I don't want you counting calories. It's not the way to go. One of the things that I found interesting and a little disappointing is they talk about the best diets for diabetes. Mediterranean diet took first, followed by four diets tying for second place. What are they? The DASH diet, the flexitarian diet, which is mostly plant-based, the Mayo Clinic diet, which emphasizes fruits, vegetables, and movement, read, exercise, and the vegan diet. I don't understand. These diets, all of them, are pretty high in carb, but here's a context in which you should take this information. The best diets for diabetes will be a Mediterranean diet, a DASH diet, a flexitarian diet, a Mayo Clinic diet, a vegan diet, if your current diet is the SAD diet. SAD, the acronym for Standard American Diet, the pizza and french fries diet, the junk food diet, the too many calories diet, the bucket of flan and a donut sandwich diet. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody will do better moving away from that kind of a junk food diet to a DASH diet, to a flexitarian diet, to a vegan diet. Of course, because you will be eating nutritious food. You won't be eating processed food, right? So, yes, if you are diabetic and you've moved away from your junk food SAD diet to a vegan diet, to a DASH diet, to a flexitarian diet, you will get better. But it will not take you as far as the very low-carb diet that you should be on because that is the antidote to diabetes. Diabetes is defined as a condition of carbohydrate intolerance. Therefore, the antidote is a low-carb diet. Interestingly, lower on the list, number 35 on the overall list, was the Ducan diet. You've heard of the Ducan diet? It's the French version of Atkins, where it's a low-carb diet, but one day a week, say Thursday, you pick the day, you're eating nothing but meat, which really limits carbs. It emphasizes protein. And even though the ketogenic diet won a spot on the list for best fast weight loss, it came at 34th place on the best overall. The Whole 30 was number 33. The Whole 30, as you know, prohibits added sugar, alcohols, grains, and dairy for 30 days. And experts called these diets too restrictive and not sustainable over the long term. So, and that's unfortunate because the Whole 30 diet is a wonderful diet. The ketogenic diet is a wonderful diet. So, but these researchers say that many people are doing keto wrong. So the ketogenic diet has gained popularity in the past year due to its rapid results for weight loss and improved energy. Unfortunately, Due to its popularity through internet blogs, Facebook groups, and media influencers, many people are approaching this highly beneficial way of eating in the wrong way. A properly formulated ketogenic diet does not mean no carbs ever, no vegetables, unlimited amounts of fat, or unlimited amounts of artificial sweeteners. That's true. So you want to be able to do it right. You will be eating some vegetables, and there isn't really no such thing as a no-carbohydrate diet. Even an egg has 0.6 gram of carbohydrate. And I would never recommend you go on a no-carb diet, right? So keeping in mind that these ratings on these diets come out every year around this time, and that's why I wanted to introduce you to not just what they're saying and my take on it, but the weapons in the arsenal. For those of you embarking on a weight loss plan, say you are already on a very good diet, but the weight loss isn't happening. Those reasons that I pointed out to you, insulin resistance, high cortisol, dysbiosis, a sluggish thyroid. Maybe you need some genetic testing beyond that to see what else may be going on, what your propensity is, that maybe you do have some metabolic resistance to weight loss. And because knowledge is power, it can be helpful in making better determinations on a more personalized diet for you. And anybody who comes to see me goes on a very personalized diet. I actually have to modify the amount of carbohydrates from low to moderate, you know, according to that patient's unique biochemistry. That's why there is no such thing as one diet fits all. And you need to take that into account. So I wish you all the best in this new year. And you will hear from me on a weekly basis, and also on a weekly basis for Q&A with Layla with Dr. Hoffman. So stay tuned to this Intelligent Medicine podcast. And I want to thank you for joining me and continuing to join me on the Intelligent Medicine podcast. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.